Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf pay, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Beis and a Vilna Torah daf on Samach Hayom Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing what we had started yesterday. Ketzad, how is this? We had said this is according to Shitas Rabbanon, and the way Rabbi Lazar had explained the Machloikas Rabbi Kivin the Rabbanon in the previous Mishnah. Shnei Gezus Trois Zukneged Zubra Shus Rabim. We have two porches or balconies that are facing each other in the Shus Rabim, one on one side, one on the other side. Hamoshit Vazark Mizulazu Pater. If one passes or throws from one to the other, they're putter. That's basically from one Rosh Hashanah to another, Derech Rosh Hashanah, they're going to be putter because we don't find this malacha in the Mishkan at all. It's only Hayu Shneim Biyati Achas, if they're both on the same side, Hamoshit Chayev Azarek Putter, only if one passes from one to another, they're going to be Chayev, but again, if they throw from one to another, they're putter. When we see on the same side of the Hashanah, imagine we have two apartment buildings or two houses. If you ever walk through Me'eh Sharm or Geula, it's pretty easy to imagine this. You have porches all sticking out over the Rosh Hashanah on the same side. If a person passes something from one to the other, this is over the Rosh Hasharabim, they're going to be chayiv. It's only throwing that's going to pot to them. Why is it the passing is chayiv in this way? Shekein ha'isavayis ha'levim. This is what the levim used to do. Shtei ha'galos, there were two wagons, zuachar zu, one behind the other, b'shusharabim and the Rosh Hasharabim, which was the midbar. Mashitim sakrashim mizu lazu, they would pass the beams of the Mishkan from one wagon to the next one, avolai zarkin, they wouldn't throw them. And therefore we see passing from one Rosh Hasharabim to another, derech Rosh Hasharabim, just not throwing. Now we have a totally different din. Cholias habar v'hasela shein gvayin hasaru chavan arba. The chuli of a bar, which basically means the lip or the edge of a pit, or a rock, which are 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, one who takes from them or places onto them is chayiv, and that's because they're considered Rosh Hashayachid. This is pretty easy to imagine with a rock. You could just have a rock placed in the Rosh Hashayachid, which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, so that's Rosh Hashayachid by itself. So if you put something on or take something off of it while you're on the Rosh Hashayachid, so you're going to be chayiv. The Gemara is going to explain what this Chulias Habar is referring to. However, Pachas Mikan, if it's less than this, Potter, then he's Potter. The Gemara tells us, Rav Amrav says, less kan Potter, ela mutter. When the beginning of the Mishnah tells us that if a person throws or passes an object across the Rosh Hasharabim from one porch to another that he's putter, that usually implies that it's putter aval usser, but actually it's mutter. You're 100% l'chatchila allowed to do this according to Rav. And that's because we don't find Maishit or Zairik at all across the Rosh Hasharabim more than 10 tefachim above it. And this means, again, for further clarification, al daiti Rav, according to Rav, l'mal me'asar mutter, if it's above 10 tefachim, it's mutter 100%, whereas al daiti Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who's garis in our Mishnah putter like we have and doesn't change the girsa, l'mal me'asar Usr, above 10 is Usr, even though the real Chiv is going to be below 10, it's still Usr to do it above 10. Now we just have a clarification of the second case of Mishnah, where he passed from one porch to another on the same side of Rosh Hasharabim, and he'll be Chayiv for that. Rabbi Ilo says, B'shem Roshim Ben Lakish, Ushite Rosh Hasharabim Akvasim Kol Tzad, it has to be the Rosh Hasharabim is surrounding on all sides, which means that the Rosh Hasharabim is underneath. He's passing from one porch to another. On the same side of Rosh Hasharabim, the only way he's going to be Chayiv is if underneath the porches is the Rosh Hasharabim, so he's basically passing over the Rosh Hasharabim. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says, even if it's just on one side, meaning even if the porches aren't over Rosh Hasharabim, they just border the Rosh Hasharabim. Let's say they're over the sidewalk. The sidewalk's not the Rosh Hasharabim, it's called Sidi Rosh Hasharabim, which is a caramelist. Just the edge of the porch hits the Rosh Hasharabim, they're still going to be chayiv. And that's been Ilan Agolis, just like the Agolis. V'agolis lav l'mal ma'asar inun, weren't the Agolis, the wagons that transported the beams of the Mishkan, weren't they above 10 tefachim? And nonetheless, we still see passing from one to another, derech the Rosh Hasharabim, because Rosh Hasharabim was on the side of them, and it's the same thing over here. Now Rav Acha says b'shem Rav Yasha, b'vad al adei shnayim, here also in this isra of passing from one to another, it has to be done with two people. And the question is, b'chal hatar, in all places, at amr you say, shnayim sha'asu p'turin, that if two people do the malacha on Shabbos, they're pater. V'hachat amr shnayim sha'asu chayavin, over here you're saying that two people are involved in this malacha, passing from one porch to another, and they're chayiv, how could that be? And the answer is, shanyi, this is different. Shekach ha'is avayit salvim, ba'il ma'id, this was the avayit levim. There was a levi that stood on the ground, and he passed the beam to the levi that was on the first wagon. The levi in the first wagon passed it to the levi in the second wagon. Since that's how it was on the Mishkan, that's how one's going to be chai for doing it on Shabbos as a whole. And we just further clarify this, payment based on top. Maha yisavayis halvim ba'alamayid, what was avayit levim ba'alamayid? As we had said in the Mishnah, shtei ha'galay zu'achar zu, we have two wagons, one after another, b'shus rabin, they're in the shus rabin, mashitin sakashim yizul zavolay zarkin, they would pass the beams from one to another, but they would not throw them. And why not? Tani Bar Kapara teaches, shaloy lenu b'krashim b'zayoin, so as not to treat the krashim in a degrading manner, chucking them from one wagon to another is not exactly the most proper way to treat the beams of the Mishkan, therefore they were passed and not thrown. Now go on to the last case of the Mishnah, where we spoke about this Cholias Habar, this lip or this edge of the bar, that if it's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, it's considered Shus Yachid, and one would be chayiv for taking something from it or placing something onto it. Now let's just create the picture in our minds for a second. Erev Shabbos, let's say, a person went to the Shus Ram with a shovel, he started digging a pit, and he took all that dirt and put it right up on the side of the pit, building a nice wall or nice walls around it, until he has 10 tefachim tefachim of height and 4 tefachim of width, just with the dirt above the pit. We're not even talking about the pit at all. The hollow area that he dug out below ground is not part of our discussion. It's just the dirt which is piled up above ground. So we have a clarification. Our Reuven tells us, ha'omed v'ha'chalol mitzarfin barba. The omed, meaning the standing dirt that was piled here, and the chalol, the empty space, which is basically the airspace above the pit, those are mitzarf together to be a total of 4. However, v'hushe ha'omed rabba l'chalol, the omed, which again is the dirt, that has to be wider, it has to be more than the chalol, than the empty airspace above the pit that was dug. Now, Rabbi Yerbayrub asked a fun question. What exactly does this mean? Does that mean that the dirt on both sides of the airspace above the pit, they have to be wider than the airspace itself in order for tziruf? And Rabbi Yisrael says, for sure, according to Rabbi Zeira, she'ein oimid mitzad echon mitzarev, that oimid from one side is not going to be mitzarev. For example, let's say the bar itself is only 1 tafach wide, and the chulia, the dirt on the side of it, is 3 tafachim wide. But that dirt was only piled up on one side of the pit. The other side of the pit is totally empty. It doesn't have anything there. We can't be mitzarev the 3 tafachim of chulia and the 1 tafach of airspace to consider it 4 tafachim wide. There definitely has to be dirt on both sides. Furthermore, pshitalei, it's also pashut for Rabbi Zeira, she'ehei oimid mitzad echon rabba, that's proper girsa, that the oimid, that the dirt of the chulia on one side has to be more than the actual airspace. For example, let's say the airspace is 1 tefach. The dirt on one side of it for sure has to be more than that width, so therefore it has to be at least 2 tefachim wide. Let's look at the whole question is, afilu oimid hasheni, does the dirt on the other side also have to be wider than the airspace of the pit? In other words, in order for us to combine the airspace of the pit, does it have to be the, let's say, the bar is 1 tefach wide, and in order to use that to get to our total of 4, the dirt on one side has to be 1.5 tefachim, and the dirt on the other side has to be 1.5 tefachim, so 1.5 and 1.5 is 3, plus another 1 of airspace is 4, and here the only way we're being mitzarev if the airspace is because the dirt on both sides of the pit is wider than the actual pit itself, or no, maybe it's okay if just one side is wider, even if the other side isn't. For example, our pit is 1 tefach wide, like we just said, and the chulia, the dirt on one side is 2.5 tefachim, and the dirt on the other side is only half a tefach, and so here we still have 4 tefachim, but the dirt on the second side is not wider than the pit itself. Maybe we can't do tziruf over there and we don't have an answer to the question. Moving on to continue to discuss this case, we had said, so one is going to be chayv for placing on it or taking off of it. Halacha said, pachas mikan pater. Less than that, he's pater. Now there's a braisa that's taught on this Mishnah that tells us that if he carries in the Rosh Hashanah and he walks less than 4 amos and places the object onto this, pachas mikan, onto this less than this, he's pater. But if he carries the object more than 4 amos in the Rosh Hashanah and places it onto this thing, he's chayiv. And so the question is, manan kamin, what are we referring to? How does chois habar, the sela, look, which is pachas mikan, it's less than 10 4 wide, that his din would apply? Once again, if he carries an object less than 4 amps and places onto it, he's potter, but if he already walked more than 4 amps and placed on it, he's chayiv. If you want to say it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that's not even a question, it's his own rishos. And of course one's going to be chayiv for placing on or taking off of it, even if he walked less than dalet amos. This is rishos yachid. And if you want to say this rock or this chulya is 10 tefachim high, but it's not 4 tefachim wide, this is the same thing Reb Chizkiah said in the name of Isi. If there's a pole in the Rosh Hashanah, it's 10 tefachim tall and it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's mutter to place on it from here and take off it from there, as long as it doesn't exchange. Meaning, if this pole is right next to Rosh Hashanah, he could take from Rosh Hashanah and put on it and take off of it, or if he's in the Rosh Hashanah, he could place on it and take off of it. He just not to be in the Rosh Hashanah, place something on top of it, then walk out to the Rosh Rabim and take the thing off of it, because that's basically cheating. This is a makam p'tur, which you're allowed to be mishtamish, you're allowed to use as long as you're in one Roshos, but you can't use it from two different Roshuyos. And this obviously can't be what the Mishnah is referring to. Elkan and Ankam, rather, what are we referring to? It's not 4 tefachim wide, it's not 10 tefachim tall, and that must be what we're referring to. The question is, anything that prevents people walking the Rosh Rabim is called the Carmelis. And if we have this rock or this chulia, which is less than 10 by 4, and it's in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, so it's called the Carmelis. Already spoke about this at the beginning of the Masechta, that lechatchila, one is not allowed to transfer to or from a Carmelis, but if they did, they're putter. And so we still don't see where this would come out, that he'd be putter if he carried something less than 4 amos and put it on, but he'd be chayiv if he carried more than 4 amos and put it on. And on this, Amar Reuven then answers, Manda Amar Chiyabre Derav Be'emtza. This what Chiyabre Derav said in regards to the Carmelis is only if it's in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. Hey, Alf Amar Alf Hatab, Aval Minatzad, but if it's at the edge of the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Mevatal also, the Rosh Hashanah is Mevatal it, it's basically absorbed into the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it is sometimes treated as the Rosh Hashanah. Namely, if a person walks 4 amos in the Rosh Hashanah and places something down on it, it's like he's placing placing something down in the Rosh Hashanah Ram, he'd be chayiv. It's only if he walked less than 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah Ram placed on it, so he'd be putter. Because again, he didn't transfer the Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah Ram. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another understanding of this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.